Craig, can you tell us more about the person who died?
Well, the person is a gentleman in his 80s. He lived at the Lynn Valley Care Center in North Vancouver. He had underlying health conditions. What those conditions were not disclosed. Initially, another patient at the center also tested positive, along with a care worker. There's since been more positive tests come back for that facility. Sadly, this gentleman is not only the first recorded death in British Columbia, but it's the first recorded death of COVID-19 in all of Canada.
Well, you mentioned some people who work at that same care facility have now tested positive for COVID-19. Are there any other common threads among those who've tested positive?
Many of the more recent cases have been directly tied to travel back from Iran. Two areas in suburban Vancouver have a very strong Iranian community, and a number of popular Nowruz, which are Persian New Year's events, have been canceled because of COVID-19. One case last week also was a traveler from Seattle who was visiting family in the Fraser Valley, which is part of the Greater Vancouver area, just north across the border from Linden and Sumas, Washington.
I know that BC government officials have been holding daily briefings. What's been the overall message?
Well, they're saying this over and over again. Wash your hands and practice good hygiene. This past weekend, we had a major sporting event in Vancouver, the Rugby Sevens, which travels around the world. And there was 40,000 people in BC Place, which is the Vancouver version of CenturyLink Field. And that was done without any problem. But the BC government is saying if you are feeling sick, stay at home. Likewise, if you have recently traveled from a hot zone like Iran, Hubei Province, or the People's Republic of China, for example, to self-quarantine or isolate yourself for 14 days.
Craig, we're hearing cruise ship travel could take a big hit during this coronavirus outbreak. How big of an impact would that have to the BC economy?
Well, for Vancouver alone, each ship's visit brings upwards of $3 million Canadian, and that's in spin-off benefits such as pre- and post-cruise stays in local hotels. There are, on average, in the last few years, over 230 visits by cruise ships to Vancouver every year. Now, that's not 230 ships. That's the same ships coming back 230 times. That alone is almost $700 million Canadian or $520 million in U.S. dollars, and that's only in like first-line spin-offs, hotels, restaurants. And that's based on the belief that most cruise passengers, either the day before their cruise and or the day after the cruise, have at least one night in Vancouver. Of course, many of them go up to Whistler. Many of them may also go down to Seattle. They go over to Victoria. They go up into the Okanagan. So that's just the bare minimum.
Has there been any talk or any concern raised about the border between Canada and Washington, Craig?
It has come up in a number of press conferences with the chief health officer and the provincial health minister. We have to remember the border is not just the land crossing. It's also by air and it's also by boat. There's a number of ferries, both the Clipper and the Washington State Ferry sailed to Vancouver Island and back. The BC officials say that it's to be blunt, it's impractical to shut down the BC-Washington border due to the extensive links, both business and personal, between British Columbia and Washington State. Of course, the actual call on that would be the federal government, but local health authorities are saying it's just ridiculous to even consider that.
What is the overall mood like in BC right now?
I would say it's guarded. We're still going about our daily routine, and a lot of people are actually participating in meetings via Skype or Zoom instead of actually going to them.
All right, Craig, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Kirsten.